Okay, Yaakov Avinu, when he wakes up from his dream, I assume everyone knows about his dream. When he wakes up from his dream, he said, "Achin yesh Hashem amach mazev al mechi lo yadati." That, wow, this is a pretty special place. I had no idea. So Rashi writes, on the words of mechi lo yadati, that it sounds like someone who's coming to give an excuse. Oh, I didn't know. And to excuse your behavior, right? Amechi lo yadati is the classic excuse, right? When somebody says, "Hey, what did you do that for?" So he says, "Oh, I didn't know, I didn't realize." So what was he coming to excuse? Amechi lo yadati. Zakhtar Ashi, Shilu yadati, lo yashanti, b'makom kadosh kazeh. Go to sleep in such a place, come to the makom hamikdash, and lie down, you go to sleep. So Zakhtar Ashi, Yaakov means to say that ilu yadati lo yashanti. So Sasemes has an amazing observation here. He says, what happened to Yaakov over here? He was, what happened with this sleep that he's making excuses for? This sleep was like a turning point in his life. In this sleep, he had this dream with the Sulam Mutzav Aretz of Roish and the Gia Shamayima. He had the Nevu where Hashem told him that etc. I don't remember the Lashon of the Pasuk. But what was before this? He was running away from home, right? Running for his life, penniless, despised, going somewhere that he was not at all excited to get to. Right? Things looked very bleak. He was leaving it, so he was going to Laban's house in Haran. And he was really, really down. And didn't know what was happening with his destiny, with his life's dreams. And he came here and he went to sleep and he had this dream. And Hashem, and in this dream, you know, the Gemara in Chulin says that the Malachi Hakim Oilim V'yoridim Boy means Oilim Mustaklam B'diuknoi V'yoridim Mustaklam B'diuknoi. Which means a little bit cryptic. What it means to say is that he saw that the Malachim on the ladder were going up and seeing a picture and coming down and seeing the same picture. Which meant to tell him that his picture is the picture that's chakuk b'kisei hakavod. That there's Chazal say that Yukne shel Yaakov Avinu chakuk b'kisei hakavod. So we know that because it says so in the Gemara and the Midrashim. How did Yaakov Avinu know that? When did he discover that? He discovered it in this dream. The Malachi Elokim Elohim V'yoridim Boy. That's what he saw, and Hashem told him. Right? He told him that Eyeimach, that I'm going to give you everything that you need. I'm going to watch over you. I'm going to make sure to bring you back over here. It was all of his fears disappeared. It says the lashon of the pasuk when he got up. It says Vayisa's raglav. Rashi says the expression was Shenasa kala lecha. That suddenly it was easy for him to go. Until now, he's walking along with heavy steps. And after this dream, it was easy for him to go. This dream changed everything. He was a new man. And on that, it says, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have gone to sleep. Ilu yadati lo yashanti. Why is he making excuses for this sleep? Why does he have any regret about this sleep? This sleep was the best thing that ever happened to him. Svasana says, because it's true. The sleep was the best thing that ever happened to him. There's a very basic dividing line between the things that happen to me and the things that I do. And while everybody hopes that good things are going to happen to him, but that none of that is your job. Your job is not to make things happen to you. Your job is to do. Right? A person is... A good marshal for this. Let's say I'm a lawyer. I work for a big firm, and you know I'm a prominent lawyer in a big firm. And you know when you have that kind of position, sometimes there are some nice benefits that come. You know the company has tickets to different events, and sometimes you know you get some nice perks. So I get World Series tickets, right? I get tickets to the World Series game because the firm has these tickets. They say, "Oh, you want to go to that game on such a night? Great." And they give me 4 tickets. I'm going to take my family. The same night, I'm able to, there's a meeting that I've been working on for a while. I'm trying to reach, I'm trying to find time to get together with the head of some other company that's trying to negotiate a merger with some other corporation, and I'm supposed to be the lawyer that's supposed to make it all happen, supposed to bring $1 million into the company. And I've been working on getting this meeting, and finally I get an email, yeah, I'm available that night, right? The night that I have the tickets to the World Series game. Now, is there any shaila what the lawyer is supposed to do? Right? He has two quote-unquote job obligations that night. He has this meeting that's supposed to facilitate the merger that's going to bring $1 million into the company, and he has the World Series tickets that he also got from the company. So which one is he supposed to do? They're both from the company, right? Now, obviously, the question is a little bit of a joke. There's a big difference between the two, because one is his responsibilities to the company, and one is the benefits from the company. And the basic idea is that your role in the company is not the benefits. Benefits are nice, but your role in the company is not for the benefits. Your role in the company is for your job. And so obviously if there's a conflict between your job and the enjoying the benefits, you have to do the job, and you'll get the benefits some other time. So we work for the best company in terms of benefits, right? The Eibishter controls the whole world, and he made us his Am HaNivchar, and he gave us the mitzvahs, and he said, L'tayv lach, that all these mitzvahs are supposed to be for your benefit. So the benefits package of being from the Avdei Hashem and being a Shem Retirer mitzvahs is a wonderful, wonderful benefits package. But nobody's in the world for that. You weren't put here to enjoy the benefits. That's there, that's true. But you're here for your responsibility, that is to keep the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs, Hashem promises, the mitzvahs are the tayvlach, good things will happen. But your job is to keep the mitzvahs. And so if there's ever a conflict between doing the mitzvahs and enjoying the benefits, so 10 times out of 10, you have to choose the mitzvahs over the benefits. You have to choose, even more broadly in life, you have to choose the responsibilities over the benefits. The benefits should come, but they can't come at the expense of fulfilling our responsibility, because that is my job. So Yaakov Avinu says that if I come to a place that's a makom hamikdash, then obviously what I'm supposed to do then is to serve Hashem. Right? I'm in the Makom HaMikdash, and that's not a time to go for a nap. I have to serve Hashem at that time. I have to serve Hashem in a way that's fitting and appropriate for the Makom HaMikdash. And so even though it would have been, in terms of my avodas Hashem, I serve Hashem every day, and it would be just one more day of serving Hashem. Whereas what I'm giving up was the turning point of my whole life. But nevertheless, since that turning point was in the benefits package, and what I was supposed to be doing then was in the responsibilities package, so you always have to choose the responsibility over the benefits. That's why. So the Sfas says it's a very strong statement when he says Anoich lo yadati ilu yashanti lo yadati. It's saying a lot. It's saying that despite everything that he got out of this sleep, but ilu yadati lo yashanti, because that's not what he should choose to do with that opportunity. Now, on this this pasuk is sort of switching gears now. There's a vart from Rav Shimshon Yastropolia. He's a prominent makubal in Poland in the 1600s. His name is probably most well known from the Haggadah. A lot of Haggadahs have in the front of the Haggadah a tefillah that you're supposed to sing on Erev Pesach that's from this makubal of Shimshon Yastropolia. And personally, I haven't said it. I don't really know what's there. I mean, I think I've looked at it once or twice. But there's a minig, a widespread minig. A lot of people say it on Erev Pesach. But he was very, very highly regarded in his time. He was a big makubal. And he was killed during the massacres of Taft, 1648. He was murdered at that time. There's some vivid descriptions of what it looked like among eyewitnesses. So Shimshon Yastropolia, Hashem Yikom Damo, he has a vart. Now, he doesn't have a sefer, so I don't really know where this vart, it's set over B'Shem of Shimshon Yastropolia. Listen to this. He says, look at this pasuk. Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, v'anechi lo yadati. So he notices that there's two words in the pasuk that are almost exactly the same. Achein is aleph chaf nun. Anoichi also has an aleph and a chaf and a nun, but it also has a yachad. It also has a yud, right? So Rav Shmuel Shapoya said that we're going to break down the letters of these words, and what it's referring to is the Maisa Merkava. If you look at the way the Navi Yechezkel describes the Maisa Merkava, it says, I think, I don't know exactly the lashon of the pasuk, but something like this: V'arba panim lo echad, p'nei ha'echad, p'nei ha'adam, p'nei ha'sheni, p'nei, I don't remember the order, but something like p'nei ha'sheni, p'nei ha'kruv, v'ha'shlishi, p'nei ha'nesher, v'ravi, p'nei ha'ariyeh. I think that's the erech lashon of the pasuk. In the pasuk, the Navi Yechezkel is describing that there's four sides to Merkava, and those four sides are the face of a person, a kruv, whatever that means exactly, a lion, I don't know what that means, and an eagle. Okay. Zaktav Shemshem Estrapolia, the word Achein Aleph Chaf Nun stands for Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Aryeh Kruv Nesher, those are three out of the four sides of the Kisei HaKavod, or of the Merkava. And Yaakov Inu says, Ochen Yesh Hashem Amakam Hazeh, V'anoichi Lo Yadati, meaning, Anoichi Lo Yadati, the Anoichi as opposed to the Achein, as if to say, the Achein Yadati, that I knew already. But Anoichi Lo Yadati, what's Anoichi? Anoichi is the Aleph, stands for Aryeh, the Nun stands for Nesher, the Chav stands for Krov, and the Yud. What's the Yud? Yaakov. Because the fourth side is the Pnei Ha'adam. And the Gemara in Chulin says, Oilin Mestaklim B'diyuknai, V'yodin Mestaklim B'diyuknai, that Yaakov Avinu discovered during that dream that his face was on the Kisei HaKavod. And he woke up and he said, that I didn't know. Anoichi, the Yud together with the Achein, that's me up there, that's what Lo Yadati. Now, that was a pretty amazing discovery, right? To discover that your face, his face, was there on the Kisei HaKavod. But more broadly, Anoichi Lo Yadati, that a person could know a lot about a situation, he thinks he has the whole picture, but then he discovers, V'anoichi Lo Yadati, I didn't realize where I fit in. My, right, the Yud that stood, that the Yud, that the fourth side, is none other than me, the missing piece is me. That's the discovery of the dream. He says, and that's again, in many situations, a person, you know, finds himself in a situation where there are things that are going on and you know, that are being accomplished or that need to be accomplished, and you know, you think you have the story, but there's something missing. You know it needs to go there? That's you. Right? The Anoichi Lo Yadati, you have to put yourself into the picture. You have to look for those situations where you say, ah, I complete this picture. I'll take a chelik in this. I'll play a role. And then it's going to work. Right? Look for situations to put yourself into, you know, let's say if you're in yeshiva and there are ideas, right? Somebody has an idea, we could do this, we could do that, it would be great for morale, it would be great for the bracha, it would be great for the learning, it would be great for, you know, so all these great ideas that people have, and the question is, okay, but who's going to do all those great ideas? The answer is me. That's the discovery that comes by Yaakov Avinu's dream. The answer is me. If there's a great idea, so I could do it. That's, Shem Shem Mr. Paul, you says, that's the message of this pasuk, Achein Yesh Hamakom Hazeh, V'Anoichi Lo Yadati. I knew everything, but I didn't realize my role in it. And then when they have that kind of a revelation, I realize, oh, that's a role for me. So we don't have the kind of revelations that Yaakov Avinu had. We're not Yaakov Avinu, but we have revelations. Meaning, you know, we go through life, we discover things, we become aware of situations, we become aware of a situation. And there's a blank in it. There's a role for someone to step into. So that should be seen as a discovery. that's an opportunity that you know, of where I could contribute. That's a Shimshim Mr. Paul Yizvart and Anachile Adati.